FOMO. My name is Patrick J. McGinnis, and I'm a FOMO sapiens. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you are too. And when you're like us and Monday comes around, you don't dread the new week. No, you wake up every Monday morning knowing that this week might just be the best one yet. This is FOMO Monday, the snackable show that starts your week right with hot takes, life hacks, listener mail, and even some FOMO therapy. Hey everybody, welcome to FOMO Mondays, the companion show to FOMO Sapiens, which of course will be back with a full episode on Thursday. But until then, happy FOMO Monday, best day of the week. I'm your host, Patrick J. McGinnis, venture capitalist by day, author and podcaster by night. And of course, FOMO Sapiens 24/7. Now, on Thursday, we will be having a conversation with my friend Reid Blackman, who is an AI ethicist. He is the author of a book called Ethical Machines, has a podcast of the same name. We're going to be talking about AI. As you guys know, I'm a little obsessed with AI. Many people are, right? It's just a hot topic. And so I wanted to dig into how to think about the ethics of that. I think it's a really important topic. It's evolving. Reid is in the middle of this stuff. He's advising the Canadian government. He's on these kind of advisory boards for some big companies. He's just in the thick of it. And he's super smart. He's a philosopher. PhD in philosophy. He was a philosophy professor before he did the work he does now. So he's just a smart guy and you're going to love him. And we're going to have a great conversation coming at you. Now, today, I do want to talk about a topic that I have been thinking about a lot lately because I'm not very good at it, I think. Or I don't know if I'm not good at it, but I think I could be better at it, which is giving advice. And I will tell you how this came about. So I have this friend, I won't say her name, but she was talking to me about, she had recently a surgery, and so she's doing fine, but you know, it's one of these things that's super annoying, and was explaining it to me, and I was sort of like, well, how can I help? And she said, you know, Patrick, I don't need help. In fact, I think, you know, I want to explain to you, there's this framework, apparently, that some teacher, and you probably read about this, because I've told a couple people, and they all knew about it, so no breaking news for you here, but this framework that a teacher said that she uses with kids that we can all use with each other, which is the three H's. Do you need to be heard? Do you need help? Or do you need a hug? And my friend was like, I could use the hug. The hearing is great. I don't need help. You know, I'm good. And so I think it is common. After she said that to me, then the next day I was talking to somebody on the phone and I was just talking about what I'm up to in life, and they try to help me in all these different ways. Like, you got to meet this person and that person. And I was like, I don't want to meet anybody. I don't have time for that. So I thought to myself, I just want to be heard right now. I don't even need the hug, okay? But they wanted to help, and they didn't even ask me if I wanted help. They just sort of imposed their help upon me. And so I just thought to myself, that is interesting. And so that's the challenge. And I think, you know, listen, I'm one of the people who out there who I always want to solve people's problems. I like doing that, but that may not be helpful. And so maybe what we need to do is to listen and offer advice in a different way. And so that's what I want to talk about today, because it is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And what we're going to do next week is we're going to talk about how to better ask for advice, right? So the other side of the coin. This week's about giving advice. Next week's about asking for advice. And by the way, next week's FOMO Mondays is the last before our season finale. Can you believe it? We made it. End of season 9. So it's a very good time to get into these topics. It is, and it's the end of the year. It's just like a school year, I should say, not the year. But people are graduating, milestones happening. So giving and getting advice, you know, it's always a hot topic. But I feel like right now, especially so. So that's what we're going to do right after the break. We're going to be talking about how to better give advice. FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. One, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO.
FOMO.
All right, everybody. We are back. We're talking about advice, and I got 10 things to offer to you. Some you'll know, but I don't think you're going to know them all. So this is good. And this is, by the way, if you know people who need this episode, please send to them. Send it to them. Let them know that you are thinking of them. All right, number one. Listen actively and focus. Okay, that's obvious, right? That's obvious. But I will add a little spice to this one, which is something I learned about recently. It's called listening responses, which is when you are listening, find ways. I mean, you don't have to do this like, you know, just naturally. It's not like you have to plan it out. But find ways to, when you are listening, to respond that let people know you're hearing what they said. So they tell you, well, you know, I had a really big problem the other day. It's been a really hard year and I just don't know what to do. You can say, it sounds like you're trying to figure out what's next for you. That's a great listening response, right? And it allows the conversation to move forward, but you're expressing to them that you're in the boat with them, rowing alongside. Listening actively, it's the place where everything starts, but then adding that response just helps to push things down the pike. Number two, empathize. As you're listening, so what I tend to do, and this is where the problems start for me, I'm listening to the problem and I'm so focused on how I can be helpful that I never bother to actually sort of think about how this person's feeling or where they're coming from or what's going on in their head. And so that's a place that I'm trying to work on. You know, try to, as you listen, just sort of imagine what it's like to be in their shoes and what they're thinking about. Because if you do that, you're in a better place to be helpful if they do ask you for advice. Now, it's also, where appropriate, I would say you can use a little humor. I always like to diffuse with humor a little bit because I don't like things to get too heavy. Not for every situation, right? Somebody tells you that, you know, something truly horrible has happened. There's no room in that. I think, you know, you just listen. But it is important to try to just get into the emotional part, understand this person's emotions before you move forward to next stages. Number three, seek understanding. Before you offer advice, make sure that you do understand what's going on. So ask some probing questions, you know, whether it's about the facts of the case, the goals of the person. Just make sure you really got a read of the landscape, because otherwise your advice might be not very helpful. Number four, this one is very interesting. And one that I have, again, trying to work on, but it's like, it's hard. Body language. A lot of what is happening actually is coming through body language. And we don't even notice it because it's milliseconds. So like if you were to record conversations and play them back slow motion, you'd see a lot of stuff going on. There's like 8 facial expressions that we all make and we can't control them even. So even if a person is trying really hard not to control them, there'll be a millisecond of a flash of that real emotion on their face. But paying attention to body language makes you, it gives you the power to kind of code into what's really happening. And that will be really helpful to you as you think about, you know, how you want to respond and help. Now, number five. So we all have life experience, and your life experience might be very, very relevant. So do draw on your experience. But before you start offering things from your past experience, ask permission. This is super important. This is one. This is like the thing that I've been learning the most. Just ask permission. Would it be helpful if I offered you a couple of ideas? That's it. Rather than just imposing on them that you know everything. And that doesn't come from the bad place. I'm not saying that we do that because we're all egomaniacs. Not at all. But it's more about, like, is it effective? And when you impose something on somebody, a lot of times it is not effective. So if you ask them and they buy into you offering this solution, then you are going to be in a very different place, much more effective. Number six, it's okay to not know the answer. Again, I think a lot of times we think we have to solve the problem. It's like, let's talk it through and I can give you the solution. A lot of things are really hard to figure out. You don't have perfect information. We don't know what's going to happen. So it's okay to be honest and just say, hey, I have no idea, but let's brainstorm together. That is way more helpful than just sort of trying to come up with something if you truly don't have an idea of what to do. Number seven, try to understand what the person's goals are. Like, what is the difference between where they're going, where they want to be, and where they are today? What is that bridge? Because that just allows you to then help guide them towards or offer up better ways to bridge the present and the future. And that's what we're all trying to do, right? We're all trying to get somewhere. But if you haven't even thought about what that looks like say somebody hates their job. Well, what would you like your job to be like? It's not a particularly complicated question, but people don't necessarily ask that. That can be very powerful. Number eight, as I mentioned slightly before, you can just get them, you know, fired up about coming up with their own solution. This is what you really want to do. Because if you just tell them what to do, the person hasn't necessarily bought in. It could be helpful. It could be helpful to them, but more likely the real path of excellence is to co-create a solution together. You know, let's brainstorm. Let's both throw out ideas. Now, how do we rank these? What are the opportunities here, right? That's really, really where the magic happens, is because then the person feels like they're invested in the solution themselves and they've come up with it themselves, right? And they have done. And so you really want that. That's much more powerful than just telling people what to do. Unless it's like, which shirt should I wear? The black one or the white one? Well, the black one looks nicer. That's an easy one. That's, you know, but that's, you can flip a coin on that. Number nine, try to help the person commit to a next step. Okay, accountability here. What do you think you're going to do? What would be the solution for you? How do you want to move forward with this? That's really powerful. And finally, 10, related to this, ask the person, do you want me to keep you accountable? Do you want me to follow up with you? How can I help you to make sure you do this, right? Again, you're putting the ball in their court, but you are offering them a pathway to accountability that you can then really help with. All right, those are my 10 things. They're very powerful. I like these. I thought a lot about it for you and for me because I am, you know, the wounded healer. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. But if you have ideas, thoughts, reactions, suggestions, hit me up. You can find me on email at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com, on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday with Reed. And until then, take care of yourselves, FOMO sapiens.
FOMO.
If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on the web at FOMOSapiens.com or PatrickMcGinnis.com, where you can get all kinds of free resources to live a more decisive and entrepreneurial life.
FOMO.
Want more FOMO Sapiens and FOMO Monday? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis.